BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling The Plot to Kill.
The commander wanted to know exactly what had caused the riot near the temple in Jerusalem. So he took Paul before the Jewish council. Paul said, "Brothers, I stand before God with a clear conscience." Hearing this, the high priest ordered someone to slap him. Paul turned to him, "You whitewashed wall! God will slap you! You had someone hit me in direct violation of God's laws!" One of the men said, "How dare you speak to God's high priest that way?" Immediately Paul apologized. I didn't realize he was the high priest. The scripture says, "Don't speak against the ruler of the people." He then noticed that the council was made up of two opposing groups. The Sadducees didn't believe that anyone could rise from the dead. They also didn't believe in angels or spirits. The Pharisees believe in all these things. Paul said, "I'm a Pharisee, and I'm being judged because I believe in the resurrection from the dead." Immediately, the two groups started to argue until they were shouting at one another. One of the men grabbed Paul in anger. Others tried to pull him away. Soldiers had to rescue him to keep him from being torn apart. They took him back to the barracks. That night, the Lord stood by Paul. "Don't be discouraged. You are my spokesman here in Jerusalem, and you'll also speak for me in Rome." The next morning, 40 men met together and made a vow. They said, "We'll not eat or drink until we've killed Paul." They then told the religious leaders, "Tell the commander you want to examine Paul again. When he gets near, we'll kill him." Paul's nephew heard about this plan, so he rushed to the barracks and told his uncle. After hearing this, Paul called for one of the soldiers. "Take this young man to the commander. He has a message for him." So the soldier took Paul's nephew to the commander and said to him, "The prisoner wants you to hear what this young man has to say." The commander took the young man aside. "What do you want to tell me?" The boy told the commander exactly what he heard. The commander said, "Go, but don't tell anyone else about this." That night, he assembled a group of guards that included 200 soldiers, 70 horsemen, and 200 men with spears. He sent Paul with them that very night. They took him to Caesarea to be under the protection of Felix, the governor. The commander wrote a letter to send along with him. "The Jews tried to kill this man, but I rescued him because he's a Roman citizen. I had him stand before their ruling council, but found they are upset with him because of some religious matters. Definitely nothing worthy of death or prison. Now I'm told that there is a plot to ambush and kill him. Therefore, I'm sending him to you. I'll also send his accusers so you can hear their case." When Paul arrived in Caesarea, he was put in Herod's palace to wait until his accusers arrived.
Come back next time to hear the third part of this story, or hear John tell it on BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.